Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family, finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. And now, here's Mary Donnellan on Mom Talk Radio.
This is Mary Donlin in for Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio, and thank you so much for joining me. And it's going to be a great show, and we are in the middle of November, and it's just absolutely mind-boggling how we got through this year so fast. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like, can we just take a breather? Can I just have even an hour back of one day where nobody else moves but me so I can catch up? Because I feel like I still have Christmas gifts and holiday gifts to buy from last year. And here I am looking at 2015. So I hear from a lot of moms that feel that way. It just gets busier and busier. And of course, the holidays are wonderful. It's our favorite time of year. My kids are already putting together their Christmas lists. And of course, we're bombarded with all of the TV ads. And I'm an Amazon Prime member. And of course, Amazon Prime's already got Black Friday splashed all over the front page. So I guess we just have to roll with it and accept it. And as retail tries to get a bigger and bigger bite of the pie earlier and earlier in the year, we just have to, I guess, again, put up with it. But the good things about the holidays, our family, our friends, parties. I know my neighborhood has a huge fall festival. It's coming up this weekend, so I'm really looking forward to that. And of course, in Florida, we don't get seasons as much, but hopefully the weather will cool off. It's been pretty brutally hot, and we were looking for that cool off that all the snowbirds like too. So I hope the weather's lovely where you are and that you're getting ready for your Thanksgiving and holiday celebrations. And oh, one of my favorites, by the way, I don't know what your favorite movie is, but mine is Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, one of my favorites. And I know there's a new Peanuts movie out. I haven't seen it yet. I heard it's supposed to be pretty good. So that's going to be on the agenda one of these weekends that we have a couple hours to spare to hit the theater. So before we get into the show, and we have a great one lined up for you, I'd like to quickly mention two sponsors, actually. We have a new sponsor, which is HP. And you know, it's a great old company that's been around for a long time, but they're not old as much anymore because they come up with new and innovative ideas. And one of them is an instant ink program. And if you haven't heard of this, you've got to check it out. No matter how much ink you use, if you use a little bit or you use a lot, you will never run out with this instant ink. And one of the promotions that we're featuring on Mom Talk Radio is the HP 5540 printer is running a special promo for the holidays where you get 3 months of instant ink free with that printer. And honestly, it's a great price. We just checked it out at a retailer last weekend, and it was on sale even. So you're getting a really great buy on the printer plus this instant ink. And the instant ink is a subscription service that lets you sign up, and you have to hook up your printer automatically to this instant ink subscription, and it automatically updates your ink as you need it. So again, if you use a lot 1 month or a little 1 month, it just automatically sends you the ink. So there's no more running to the store late at night. There's no more, you know, kids projects that don't get done or they're printed really funny because the ink has run out. So check it out. Again, just Google Instant Ink HP and you'll see where you can buy it online or in stores. It's a great program, and it's a fantastic gift. If there's anybody on your list that's hard to buy for, this is it. If it's a college student, if it's a teen, it's a tween, if it's your husband or wife, whoever needs the ink, or a printer, it's awesome. And actually, I have this new thing they have called social media snapshots. And that's a great project. It's a little piece of sticky back paper, photo paper that you put in your printer, and you can print off your pictures off Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And I think Flickr was the other one. I have to double check. So anyway, check it out, HP. And the other sponsor is Premama. Premama is the prenatal vitamin you can drink. It's available at CVS stores nationwide and on Amazon. So check it out at drinkpremama.com. It's doctor recommended with everything you need for you and baby, folic acid, vitamin B, gentle iron, and more. And they also now have fertility and a lactation formula. So they're covering you for complete maternity wellness from beginning to end. So check it out, drinkpremama.com. So first up on the show, I am pleased to introduce Jennifer L. Hartstein. She is a child, adolescent, and family psychologist. And she's actually going to be talking to us about our girls and building up their self-esteem. That's our first guest. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
little secret. Mom Talk Radio.
This is Mary and for Maria on Mom Talk Radio, and we kick off the show with Dr. Jennifer L. Hartstein, New York-based child, adolescent, and family psychologist, and she is the author of Princess Recovery, a how-to guide to raising strong, empowered girls who can create their own happily ever afters. And I have two daughters, so I'm just really fascinated about what you're going to say. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hartstein.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. So, you know, give us a little overview of what your book is about, and some of the research you've recently done on this.
Sure. So, you know, my book is really about how in today's, you know, media-saturated culture, we can really work as parents, especially starting young. We often start to have these conversations with teenagers, but my book really focuses on even younger girls on how to start having conversations about how to build self-esteem, how to understand marketing and media, how to read through all of that, and gives parents tools to have those conversations with their girls. And in my work that I do with Dove and all of the self-esteem work that they're doing, we've done some really great research to look at how much that social media presence has an influence on the girls today, even more so in many ways than regular kind of traditional media platforms. And what we found is that 9 out of 10 girls want to change at least one thing about their physical appearance. So 90% of our girls are walking around saying that something has to change. They aren't happy with that. Right. And when they feel badly about it and badly about themselves, what we find is they won't do what we want them to do, right? They might choose to not go to school. Maybe they won't raise their hand in class. Maybe they won't stand up for themselves. And so the more we can kind of introduce positive role models for them, the more we know that anxiety will go down and they'll really be able to embrace their power and kind of all that good stuff that they have.
Right. And, you know, that's interesting. And by the way, Dove has done an amazing job, not just with, you know, young women, but what was the other campaign they did? The Dove Faces of Beauty or something to that effect. So that's really amazing.
They really looked at all ages. And you know, over the past 10 years, they've reached almost 17 million girls in their self-esteem workshop. So it's an ongoing project.
Wonderful. And, you know, it's so important. I have girls right in the sweet spot. I have an 8-year-old and a 13-year-old. And I can tell you the 13-year-old is so influenced by social media and what other girls are posting on there. And you're right. And I think because it's just always in their hand. I mean, she has always got that phone in her hand.
Yes, right? She does. It's you know, we are bombarded. I mean, you know, we sit, you know, I'm sitting and I'm on the phone, but my computer's on in front of me, you know, and I put it down so I'm not looking at it. But it's very easy to kind of quickly glance at all of these things. And we as adults have a hard time filtering. So imagine there has been some research recently that said teens and young adults are on their computers or on some sort of screen up to 9 hours a day. So they are so bombarded by messages. And they just really need, we all can have, you know, everyone in this girl, your daughter's lives and any girl's lives has the opportunity to make a difference in the life of that girl. So finding that one person and you as their mom, you hold the key. You are the most important role model. But everybody can be one to any girl that they're involved with.
Right. So tell us about this, the Dove. It's the hashtag. They want you to do the hashtag self-esteem project, right? What is that?
Right. So what that is that Dove launched a self-esteem Pinterest page where there are all sorts of pins of free resources on how to build self-esteem, how to build body confidence. They use the Dove Global Advisory Board to kind of get all sorts of great information. And by going to Pinterest.com/self-esteem, you can get all of this access. And then as you are doing great self-esteem work for yourself, maybe you've decided that you're going to post a selfie with no makeup and just letting it all hang out. Mm-hmm. You want to use that hashtag and it'll link to all of this great stuff and everybody can start to speak beautiful about themselves. And that's really the movement that we're trying to create.
Oh, that's great. So it's a Pinterest page and it's pins of everybody.
Tons of resources.
Oh, I see. Resources. Okay. Great.
For girls, for their parents, for advisors, mentors, anywhere you can kind of go there and there's up to, you know, over 80 pins of free resources that you can grab.
Oh, that's wonderful. So give us just your top tips to parents quickly, daughters, or anybody, if you even know of a girl that you might have an influence on, give us your top two or three tips for,
to help
for
them
raising self-esteem. Yeah.
Well, so the first thing we want, I think that's super important is to, focus on the process, not the outcome. So we often are all talking about, you know, really specific, you're so smart, you can do this, all these things. Let's focus on, oh, you're working so hard. Because then we're really looking at how much our effort and how much that internal drive makes things different. So rather than focus on the quality, focus on the kind of the effort and the pieces that lead to that. I think that's a huge one for parents to think about and for any mentor to think about. I think a second one that Dove looks at and that we all can really think about is we as the adults need to look at what gets in our own way of acceptance and recognize that that's a problem and kind of talk that through. You know, if you're constantly using fat talk and shaming talk about yourself, your girls are going to pick that up to start to change your own language. And I think if we can kind of do those two things, we will start to really build up more strong, confident girls.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and your book is Princess Recovery. I love this title. Where can our listeners find that?
They can find it on Amazon or at your local bookstore. It's available pretty much, you know, online because we all do things online these days or at a local bookstore. If it's not there, they can get it for you.
Okay, great. So again, it's Pinterest.com/self-esteem. It's, resources for parents and caregivers, or as you said, mentors who want to help build self-confidence.
And some for the girls themselves.
Right, right. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Jen, for joining us. And again, it's Pinterest.com/self-esteem. We'll have that link up on Mom Talk Radio when the show archives next week. And if you like to listen to Mom Talk Radio anytime and you don't have time to sit in front of your radio in your car, check out MomTalkRadio.com and download our free app. You can listen to the podcasts of this show and past shows with all of our fabulous guests anytime. Again, go to MomTalkRadio.com. And you can also check out Mom Talk Radio on Facebook, Facebook.com/MomTalkRadio. And when we come back, we are going to shine the spotlight on moms and mom Lori Holden. We'll be right back. Segment of Mom Talk Radio, it's the Spotlight on Moms. And I'm pleased to introduce Lori Holden, who is the mother of two children and blogs at lavenderluz.com. That's L-U-Z, the Spanish word for light. Thank you for the enlightenment, Lori. And she's on Twitter at lavluz as well. That's L-A-V-L-U-Z. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Lori.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on the show. So your topic is, and what you're passionate about and you're a great spokesperson for, is adoption. And you are the author of the book, The Open-Hearted Way to Open Adoption. Sorry, a guide. So, and you also, your writing is, it appears in the Huffington Post and Mile High Mamas. So you've got very, a terrific audience. So tell us a little bit about adoption, your take on it, what you are most passionate about in the discussion.
I am passionate about openness in adoption, which is a little bit different from how adoption has been done in the last 60 years or so. Openness involves opening records, not rewriting history, not changing the truth of what actually happened on birth records. It involves perhaps contact between birth families and adoptive families, and it involves an openness, an open-heartedness as we parent children who were adopted and have a split between their biology, which they get from one set of parents, and their biography, which they may get from the other set of parents. So openness helps us heal that split that happens at the moment of placement.
Oh, that's a great analogy, is the biology. What did you say, the biology versus the biography?
The biology and the biography. And non-adopted people have that already integrated. You're being raised by the people whose DNA you have. But it's a hard thing to wrap around to think of those things being separated. And how do we support our children in bringing those back together? I think openness is our best shot at doing that.
Right. So you're saying, and you also say that openness isn't the same as contact. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yeah, the contact piece comes from decisions made among the adults in the adoption triad. And the degree of contact depends on each of them choosing to participate or not. And it can mean things like letters or Skype or social media contacts or phone calls or even in-person visits. And so there's a wide range of the type and the amount of contact. But openness, on the other hand, that's what happens within each person, within each parent, being mindful about their own triggers and what's going on, and between the parent and the child, this clarity, this duet that we're doing together as we build trust and build relationships. And that's why openness and truth is so important. So at the low end, we have parenting from a place of fear. That's usually a deep fear of not being considered the real mom. And at the high end, we have the high end of openness is being kind of triggerless so that the child doesn't have to navigate the parent's adoption triggers and can focus only on his own.
That's interesting. You know, I was just sitting here listening, and I counted in my head, and it's just, I'm sure I'm missing. I have about 7 adopted relatives, cousins, an aunt, et cetera. So it's interesting. I think it's just a sign of, I'm going to simplify it and say a sign of the times. Have you seen more, just because you're such an expert on the topic, is it because of the availability of social media or the availability of record, you know, better record keeping that today's generation of adoptive parents have these options? Because I know even like with my aunt, who's obviously older than me, it was not open. And that really, you know, it's interesting to see the effect of her versus had she had the opportunity to, as you said, be open and
right. And I think you're absolutely right that we're seeing everybody is connected to adoption within just a few degrees. We see it everywhere. But it is right out in the open more now. And I think you're right that the internet has had a lot to do with that. One, because voices have been able to come together, specifically adoptee voices, and saying, wait a second, this really was hard to build an identity when we had this split. And two, because the internet is making search and bringing light to places where there were used to be gatekeepers. And
exactly,
so people are being able to get information in roundabout ways. And so I think it's time that the laws in states about birth certificates kind of caught up to the current way that to the current events.
Great. So tell our listeners where they can find your book, the guide, The Open-Hearted Way to Open Adoption.
It is available on Amazon, and it just came out in a paperback version. It's been out for 2 years in hardcover as a reference book, something that people will refer to over the years of parenting. It's also available in e-reader, Kindle formats, and things like that, but it is now available in a lower-cost paperback edition.
Nice.
On Amazon and other online booksellers.
Wonderful. So our listeners can just also Google it. And again, it's The Open-Hearted Way to Open Adoption, and it's Lori Holden. Thank you so much, Lori, for joining us. Congratulations on the book success and the success that I know is in store for you. So
thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're joined by Gigi Stettler. She started a new business venture called Riding in Style.
Helping you succeed at the most important career you'll ever have. Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey.
We're welcoming back to Mom Talk Radio Gigi Stettler, who is an accomplished businesswoman, an entrepreneur, and a single mother. She is the owner of RV Sales of Broward in South Florida, which is in our backyard, and has built up a very successful business in a very male-dominated industry. So her story was interesting a few months ago, really fascinating how she's made it made it amongst the men. And I'll let Gigi tell her story. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good. So since we spoke a few months ago, what's been happening? You have a couple of new ventures going on.
I do. Well, in 2008, I was building what was called Planet RV. It was going to be the largest RV dealership probably in the country, with a big indoor showroom and had a bar and a restaurant and just like a travel destination.
Oh,
and
wow.
My plans got derailed. In 2008 when my competitors didn't want that to happen, so they did a very hostile takeover and they were temporarily derailed. So here we are in 2015, and I am opening, finally, Planet RV.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
But yes, I'm so excited. So my dream that I had in 08 is going forward, and construction is on the way, and we'll be having our grand opening on December 5th.
Oh, wonderful. Good for you. You did not give up. Good for you.
No, I don't give up. And I never did, never will. So
right.
So December 5th is going to be very exciting. We're here and we're open now, but we're going to, hopefully all the construction will be done by then. And it's not your normal recreational vehicle dealership. It's a travel destination where we have everything from sales, service, restaurant, bar, arcade. And if you're waiting on service, you can hang out in the restaurant and stuff. If you need to stay overnight, we have up to 300 parking spots where you could stay overnight while you're sleeping in your own bed while we're working on your RV.
Gotcha.
So we'll,
oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So
it'll be very
fun. Tell us a little bit about though, the you've been in the business for a while. How have you seen it grow and change? Because I know even just personally, camping and RVing is to me, it seems it's so much fun for families. And it's really exploded.
Great. It has. And I've been in the business since, 1986, 29 years. And it's a very, cycled business. It goes real strong for about 7 years. We're very tied to the financial, basically to the economy. So,
right.
When the economy is booming, we are actually the trend set of the economy. So when you see our sales, start to slack off, the economy is, something's coming up. But,
mm-hmm.
when our industry picks up, which is kind of the last to pick up, but we are, when consumer confidence goes up, our industry, goes up, and our sales have been up across the country, about 17%, and growing rapidly, which is great because that means consumer confidence is up. And like I said, we're the trendsetter for the economy. So, the economy is definitely on its way back to recovery.
Right. Yeah. I think most of us can attest to anyway. You also have turned you're a horseback enthusiast. So you have a new business. I don't know if it's new, but tell us about riding in style. What is that?
Well, my hobby is horses. It's always mm-hmm. been, and it's, so I've managed to figure out how I can incorporate horses and work. And back in the early 90s, I became a sponsor of the horse show, just basically, having my product there on display, and then realizing that all of the riders, trainers, and their staff, they all need RVs. They live out of them while they're, competing on these A-level show circuits. So I started doing their rentals and all their housing. And so basically, I had an excuse to go to the horse show because I had to service my clients. So
right.
I got to ride and show and be at the ring and take care of my clients at the same time. So I built a campground on many of the showgrounds throughout the country. So in the summer, I spend my summer in New York, and I go back and forth. So basically, I travel with the horse and all the inventory, and I do all the housing for everybody. So it worked out great.
You're very busy. You've got
busy.
Your hands in a lot of different pies. That's great.
I do. I love it.
Yeah. Good. Good.
Yeah,
so you're also, I think what we talked about the last time was your book, To Be Unstoppable.
Yes.
Yeah.
My book, second edition is out.
Okay.
And there's a sequel coming out. So what I did was when I had completed the first book, when I completed Unstoppable, Surviving is Just the Beginning, at the end, which was kind of 2008, at the end of the book, I was on top of the world. I had just basically, was building Planet RV, and I had, reached so many of my goals, and life was great, and I was, up on top of the ladder. And before the book was even published, my ladder went tumbling down. So somebody chopped the ladder down, and it was not by me, by my
right.
any fault of my own. But, I always say that it's not that it's easy, but it's easier to get on top, but it's hard to stay there. So the minute you're on top, you're a target. And,
right.
Being the only woman in the business, that's my first, bullet target on my head, and the second one is being successful, and probably the third one is that I keep coming back. I'm like I'm like the bad penny that doesn't, or whatever, that just like the cat with the nine lives or something, because I can't just figure out how I just don't go away.
Yes.
After they do all those crazy things to me, and they can't figure out how I'm still here,
Good for you. Well, as you said, from the beginning, you didn't give up, and it's determination and just amazing entrepreneurial spirit, as far as I can see. So your website is 2beunstoppable.com, and that's the number 2beunstoppable.com.
Or ggstetler.com, and then you'll get all of my products.
Gigi Stetler, Stetler. Great. Well, so good to talk to you again, Gigi, and I'm looking forward to your opening. So really close, and we'll stop down there, and we'll have a link to your websites on Montauk Radio next week. And when we come back, we are joined by Bill Steele. Do you know how to print a 3D baby? We're going to find out.
The number one podcast for busy moms, Mom Talk Radio.
So how do you print a 3D baby? We're about to find out. I'm pleased to introduce Bill Steele. He's the co-founder and chief engineer of Polar 3D, which is an award-winning product. And the website is polar3d.com. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Bill.
Well, thank you for having me, Mary.
Thank you. You're a former Microsoft executive. And so tell us a little bit about it and how 3D is actually transforming the classroom.
Well, the wonderful thing about the printer is it allows kids to explore and create things very, very rapidly. So, for example, it allows them to create an object, understand what needs to be improved on it, and to very quickly, improve those and, print a new one and test it out and keep iterating until they get it right, just like we would do in the real world.
Right. So I actually just saw a segment. I think it was on a morning show, and they had it was a teacher who had won an award for being just always going above and beyond. And one of her wish list items was a 3D printer. And I expected this just monstrously large thing, but they're not that big anymore, are they?
Right. Our printer is actually a portable, 10-pound unit. But it can actually produce a very big part for its size. It's a 8-inch cylinder, 6 inches tall. So that's a pretty good sized part, almost the size of a football, if you will.
Right. But still, I thought it was going to be basically half of a, half of a room, kind of, because you think about 3D,
Yep.
So tell, how do you print a baby?
Very carefully.
Same way you hold a baby, actually, right? Very carefully.
Yeah. Yep. No, the idea is that, the students will create a three-dimensional model. Just the same way we'd create a two-dimensional model for, artwork or something like that, we would create a 3D model in a CAD program. And then they would simply save that model out as a particular file we call an STL. And you literally just upload the STL directly to their printer and hit print, and it'll take it from there.
Wow. So tell us more about the classroom. I mean, when as parents, we look and say, is this technology and this actual printing process, the 3D printing process, doable for every classroom? Or is it more of a, is it cost prohibitive? Is it easy to get your hands on? And how does it transform curriculums?
Yeah. So we target our particular printer towards the classroom environment. It's designed with that in mind. So from everything from the safety of the machine all the way up to the software that we use, the idea is that the students will, and I say we target classroom, we target the STEM classrooms,
right.
and technically we say STEAM because we also add art in there.
Arts, yes.
What's interesting is we've actually had teachers from all the, branches of education, well, for even English, for example, where they print dioramas of the stories that they're talking about at that point. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But the idea is that, we create a curriculum for a particular classroom where the teachers create it or they share it, they collaborate, whatever. And they then share that with other classrooms and then, allow them to learn the same thing that the others, others have already learned. So a great example is when a teacher gets a 3D printer, their first thought usually is, well, I don't know what to do with a 3D printer. So part of our effort is actually to teach the teacher, right?
Right.
How to use the printer, what kinds of ideas to foster in the children, and then, you know, get them on their way, and then they can then pass that knowledge on.
Absolutely. And I know even any kind of technology, you have to train a trainer at some point. So the teacher being the trainer. So this is actually a Technology and Education Best of Show Award, your printer. And you just won that award, correct?
Yeah. It's the award, yep. It's a pretty nice award where they recognize the value of the printer in the education environment, our platform, our cloud platform, and the fact that it's such a low-cost device. You know, the classroom price is $599. So it's
really
very approachable by, yeah.
I was afraid to ask you.
Some teachers have that in their discretionary budget, so.
Yes, I was honestly, I said it earlier as part of my four-part question. I was afraid to ask you, but that's very reasonable for a 3D printer.
Yep.
That's amazing. So now do you have like proprietary software that the classrooms have to use?
No, actually the printer will work with any of the software packages out there, but we do actually have our own cloud platform that allows typically,
right.
when we say software, we're talking about software running on a PC. But in the classroom, kids don't necessarily have access to a PC. They might have an iPad or a Chromebook or something else that doesn't really have the horsepower to do that.
Right.
So we developed a cloud platform to solve that allows students to, you know, design and create their parts, collaborate with others. It also allows the teachers to manage all of the students. So whether they have one or 50 printers, the cloud platform allows that teacher to take the students' jobs and, you know, review them and then submit them to the appropriate printers. The other beauty of it is it also allows the students to actually watch their print. There's a camera on board and, you know, it's wirelessly connected. So they can get a link for their phone and they can actually watch their job being printed.
Oh, wow. That sounds
so kind of a mesmerizing printer when you actually watch it print. It's pretty cool.
Right. Right. That's awesome. We only have about a minute left, and I'm now getting – this is intriguing. What is the Polar Ambassador Project? Can you tell us
the Ambassador Program is I mentioned that, you know, some of the teachers get really skilled and they can start, you know, creating curriculum and teaching others. The Polar Ambassador Program actually engages those and basically awards them, if you will, for doing that great work, you know, sharing that knowledge. And we'll help them out by supplying them materials and more curriculum and things like that.
Oh, wonderful. So can we find information at polar3d.com?
Yep. Everything's out there.
Right. That's wonderful. Well, congratulations, Bill. This sounds really exciting and especially an award-winning project, award-winning product that is very, very reasonably priced for a 3D printer. So is there YouTube videos anywhere, like how-tos?
Yeah. We have a whole YouTube channel out there. Yeah, youtube.com/polar3d. And we've got all kinds. I've done a whole bunch of videos myself on actually how to use the printer and maintain it and things like that.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us on Mom Talk Radio and best of luck. And when we come back, we're joined by Deanna Cook, who's going to close the show. Deanna has written dozens of books for kids it's the Let's Make and Play series. We'll be right back. Joined on this last segment of the show today by Deanna Cook. Deanna has written dozens of books for kids, including Let's Make and Play, Teddy Bear Doctor, and Cooking Class. And she's got an impressive resume as a creative development director at Family Fun and has been an editor at Scholastic and Disney. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Deanna.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
Thank you. So tell us a little bit about your activity books, what they look like, and what inspired you to create them.
Sure. Well, the book that I'm most excited about right now is called Teddy Bear Doctor. And when my daughter was a little bit younger, she used to love to play doctor and pet vet with all her stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm.
So the book is kind of a collection of crafts and stickers and activities for sort of fixing the boo-boos on your stuffed animals. So
right.
It's really cute and fun.
Right. And what's the age range for the books?
For kids ages 3 to 8.
And so your daughter was the inspiration. So what other books are in the series? This is a series of books, correct?
Right. This is the first one. And I have another one that's coming out next year that's called Farmer's Market Fun. And both of those, both the Teddy Bear Doctor book and Farmer's Market Fun are really about getting kids to pretend play, to use their imaginations, and to make little crafts out of recyclables. Like the Teddy Bear Doctor book has how to make a homemade stethoscope out of paint cleaners.
Right.
Yeah, and it also has really cute little exam checklist sheets so that you look at the fur on your stuffed animal and say whether the fur needs to be fixed or not. And then it has little stickers to go on empty bottles so that you can make little medicine jars and things to give the fur fixer, let's say. Yeah.
Right. Right, really hands-on, and as you said, you're encouraging imagination and how you can create products out of what's around the house and the recycle bin.
Yeah, exactly. And what I'm finding is that a lot of parents are buying this for their kids that say they want to be a doctor when they grow up, or they want to be a veterinarian when they grow up.
Right.
And they buy it, and then the kids get to, you know, set up a whole vet office in the family room. And in fact, one mom said to me recently that she had to make her kids clean it up after a month because it had taken over the whole family room, like all
funny.
The little stations. So
that's
the
cute.
Check-in table and the exam forms and everything.
My youngest is actually exactly like that. I have gone through, I can't tell you how many rolls of bandages and gauze and everything. And then I'll go in, I'll find her little, she set up a little, pet bathing station in the bathroom because that's, you know, how she can clean the wounds. And I mean, she just, so this sounds
like bring the book. Yeah.
I'm going to have to buy this book just in time for the holidays.
How old is she?
She's eight. She's eight.
Oh yeah. Well, that's the thing. I keep thinking it's for little kids, which it is great for like the preschool age.
Right.
But I found kids as old as 10,
yeah,
really getting into it and just using it at a different level, especially kids that read, because of all the forms that are in there, like the check-in forms, and there's a lot of learning about weighing your stuffed animal and measuring your stuffed animal. And we also have some nice sidebars on what real vets do, like what
right.
they say and what they do in case the kids do want to become veterinarians when they grow up.
That's wonderful. So some real life content in there too, so they can have some sort of touchstone to what it really is like. So yeah, and actually my daughter, people are surprised when they say, you know, she's still playing make believe. I mean, she really just has a very active imagination and loves to. And she's well read anyway, so she can read a sixth grade book. She's only in third grade, but yet then again, she can get down on the floor and play veterinarian or doctor with her baby dolls or puppies, you know, so it's really great.
I know my nephews were over last weekend and they are 8 and 9 and they set up the whole pet vet clinic in our family room, and they played for, you know, 2 hours while they
right.
were here. So
that's wonderful.
It's fun. It's really fun.
This sounds like the perfect holiday gift to me. So if you have a son or daughter in the age range and likes to play make believe, this is it. It's called Let's Make Him Play Teddy Bear Doctor and Cooking Class. And Deanna F. Cook, it was a pleasure to speak with you. And your website is deannafcook.com. And where can our listeners find the book?
Amazon or at any of your local bookstores as well, and Barnes & Noble.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, best of luck and congratulations. It sounds like you've got a really wonderful book, and my daughter's going to love it. Thank you so much for joining us on Mom Talk Radio. And thank you, listeners, for listening to Mom Talk Radio. Maria will be back behind the mic next week. If I do not get behind the mic before Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family and friends at this wonderful time of year. And check out all the latest information about this show and past shows at momtalkradio.com. Have a great week.